Here are some New Year's resolutions for Americans for 2025. Groundbreaking stuff here. Lose weight, save money, and be happier. They're the same ones you said in 2020, and 2021, and 22, 23, and 24. But don't worry. I'm here to remind you daily about that yoga app you bought and never opened. Cheers to another year of setting goals you'll forget by February. Let me know if you need help ordering kale. Happy New Year.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
It is a beautiful Monday.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Where?
Back to work.
Back to work.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
I'd rather be anywhere than here.
Hashtag grr Mondays.
Oh, come on now.
Let's try and keep a positive perspective on all this, okay?
Okay, sure. I'm positive.
I don't want to be here.
Touché.
Okay, then.
Let the freak show begin.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, I'm going to tell you. You simply enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And you'll get our 24/7 channel. And I was talking about this on Friday as to why we give the full rundown of how do folks find different ways to listen to us or the live show versus the pre-recorded podcast and all that kind of stuff. And I have to point back to a couple people that have said, hey, you know, I went on your Facebook Live and I started watching your show. It popped up in my notifications. And then, that was it. You know, it was just that show open. And I had to sit back and go, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, it said the show was starting. And then it was just that. The show start. And then that was it. No more show. And I had to think about it for a second, and I went, wait a minute. No. We do different segments of the show. This is the show open. Then we'll do top list, and then we'll do not headline news. Then we'll do five random facts. Then if we have an interview, we'll do an interview. If it's Friday, we'll do Nerd News. Then we do Audio Vault, and then we do Stupid Criminals. So if you just go onto our Facebook page, The Mike Show VA, you can scroll through, you'll see every segment that we do for that particular day. Now, that's the live show that we're doing. We're doing the live show in segments, and we're playing music in between on Radio 434. Ah, see, now it's a... See, and we do that between 8 and 11, Monday through Friday, Eastern, sometimes Central Time. And, okay, so we're doing that. And you hear the live show on radio434.com or on the app. You can watch the Facebook Live segments at The Mike Show VA. And then we take that day's show segments, all the interviews, bits, segments, stuff that we do, and we repack that into a full-length podcast. And you can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts and even on the Alexa device.
Hello!
Just by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcast, or you can go to radio434.com and click on the Mike Show channel. There's a link to it. All right, now I think we've covered every possible way you can interact with the show, but wait, there's more. Coming in 2025, it is the 10th anniversary of Radio 434. 10 years of Radio 434 will be celebrating all year long in 2025 with a brand new app. Yep. Mm-hmm. So once we have the brand new app up and running, the show open is probably going to be a little bit different because everything will be on the app. The live channel, also including the live show, because that's on the live channel. But then there will be links to all of our podcasts, all of our video content, not just the show segments, but also things like test drive interviews and the Mic'd Up pop-up concert series and other specialty shows that we're going to be producing in 2025. Even Miles' show is going to appear. Back again. Hopefully, Miles will have time to record some new shows. But yeah, we'll be doing Under the Radar. That'll be on the way, along with a whole bunch of other things that we're planning for 2025 in celebration of 10 years of Radio 434. So stay tuned. 2025, we'll have the brand new app and a whole lot of stuff going on. And you're going to want to stay tuned for that. You're going to want to get notifications for that. So if you text Mike to 85775, you can join our VIP experience and you'll get updates whenever new things happen. And you'll get notified when you can win great prizes, concert tickets, all kinds of really, really cool stuff, free food. Anything you want, and we won't inundate you. We won't use our text system to bug you. We'll just tell you about cool things that are coming up that you can win. All right. On the program today, we're going to start it off with stupid criminals. There was a multi-vehicle crash in Colorado just outside of Denver earlier this month. When the police showed up, the driver who was at fault was hammered, and he even boasted about it. So that will bring us to our top list. Top things you should never say to police after they pull you over. Okay? That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
All right. Also, of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we have your stupid criminals in the news. We have not headline news and so much more. That is all on the way. It is the Mike Show.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
License and registration, please.
You've been busted. A drunk driving arrest, public intoxication, or another alcohol-related arrest. We here at the law offices of Beam, Daniels, and Morgan know it wasn't your fault. You were the victim of an over-serving. You went out looking to have a good time and had your evening of fun turned into an unfortunate situation. Think about it. You're not a bartender. How are you supposed to know when you've had too much to drive, walk, or surf the internet safely?
I got online after the bar and bid on a Trans Am on eBay with money I didn't have. The attorneys at Beam, Daniels, and Morgan helped me realize I was a victim of an over-serving.
I went home with a hideous guy after a long night at the bar. As it turns out, my poor decision-making wasn't my fault. I was overserved.
I was out with friends, came home and peed all over my dry cleaning. I was the victim of an overserving.
At Beam, Daniels, and Morgan, we know how difficult the headache stemming from an overserving can be. So if you think you've been overserved, take an aspirin, drink a Gatorade, and call Beam, Daniels, and Morgan, where the only thing we overserve is justice.
Wow, the mic show. Where's the thing? Oh, I don't have the thing on this one. Oh, never mind. Here, how about this?
Relax, dude, relax!
I will.
Relax!
I will.
Relax!
Call 911.
Okay. So, we're going to start off this segment, the top list segment, with a stupid criminal story. There was a multi-vehicle crash in Colorado, just outside of Denver earlier this month. When police showed up, the driver who was at fault was blamed, or was hammered, rather, and he even boasted about it. So let's get to the story. The police department posted the body cam footage of the interaction. And by the way, the guy was smoking something during the discussion, too. Here, listen to this audio.
How much have you had to drink tonight, man?
Probably 10.
10 drinks?
10.
Nine. Cool. Do you want to do roadside? You already told me you're 10 drinks, Steve, right? You're pretty drunk.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, like, I'm a professional drinker.
Okay.
he's a professional drinker, is what he told the officer. yeah. He ended up doing a breathalyzer later. The test showed he had a blood alcohol level of 0.326, which is more than 4 times the legal limit. I said it's 4 times the...
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Probably. He was arrested. Thankfully, no one was injured in the crash. So that brings us to our top list. This man, whose IQ is far below his blood alcohol content, told police who pulled him over that he's a professional drinker. So, for those of you as dumb as him or he, try to avoid anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top things you should never say to police after they pull you over. Besides, I'm a professional drinker. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, don't check the trunk. Top things you should never say to the police after they pull you over. Hey, the gay bar called. It wants its mustache back. Top things you should never say to the police after they pull you over. In a token of appreciation for you and all you do to keep us safe, I want to offer you some crack that's in my glove compartment. It's complimentary. Top things you should never say to police after they pulled you over. How do you still have a job? I voted to defund you. Top things, it's our top list today. Top things you should never say to the police after they pull you over. Wait, if you're here, who's singing with the Village People? Top things you should never say to the police after they pull you over. You're a cop? I didn't recognize you without a donut hanging from your mouth. And top things you should never say to the police after they pull you over. Are you sure you're a speed guns right, officer? The only time I do 69 is with your mom. Whoa. The Mike Show. Writers. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. And I'll be watching Sydney Sweeney's Instagram all day, just in case she knows about it. Today is Kazakhstan Independence Day. Very nice, replied unfunny co-workers in the lamest Borat voice ever. A DJ was hospitalized after being stabbed by a dancer at a vegan strip club. I can't prove it, but I feel like things like this don't happen at places that serve bacon. And a study says intermittent fasting may cause baldness, which is odd because all the bald guys around the radio station, I've never seen them stop eating.
Nope.
This is not headline news.
Nope.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
Yes, absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Let's see, what is today? Today's the Monday edition. Man, oh man. It's gloomy as well. That's all. It's your tower cam footage, looking at the fountain and the bridge on Fifth Street and the river. Check it out. And if you're listening, you just go to the Mike Chauvier. You'll see our tower cam footage. Loves it. All right. There's a thread online where people are suggesting jobs that are perfect for people who don't like people. So if you don't like people, listen up. There may be a career here for you. Let's see. I'm not going to do it from the bottom up because I actually like number 15 as the kicker. All right. We'll do it from the top down. Sometimes I like to do it that way. Here's a job if you don't like people. You can become a power plant operator. Most of it is sitting in a room at a control panel that auto fixes itself 99% of the time. So,
go!
Yep. Some kind of doctors, like pathologists or morgue doctors. Yeah. Do they even have these? Lighthouse keepers? Okay. Well, if you don't like people, that's a great job for you. Any job that allows you to wear earbuds or earphones while you're working. That's good. Night shift security guard, especially at a museum. It might not sound exciting, but they've made some movies about this sort of thing. What about a baker? There's lots of pros, but the only con is you have to wake up early. So, commercial truck driver. Driving is as lonely as you want it to be. Yep. Radiologist. sit comfortably in a darkened room all day by yourself with the occasional physician question or brief phone call to relay a critical result. Okay. Some areas of horticulture. These are jobs if you don't like people. Like plant production and being an arborist. What about a welder? This person asked, added, most welders hate people. I'm a welder myself, which is how I know. Another person added, I'm a welding inspector. I believe welders are the reason I can't stand people. Okay. Locomotive engineer. That might be a job for you. Handcrafted soap maker. Oh, now we're just getting ridiculous. After hours commercial cleaner. Okay. Nobody's around. You're just vacuuming. You put your headphones in. You're vacuuming. Maybe a welder comes by. Some took the hating people thing literally and suggested careers in HR and insurance, which can involve making other people's lives more difficult. And then going along that same line, this is number 15 on the list. These are top jobs if you hate people. Assassin. Yeah. All right. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We're going to get smart with five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
five
random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Number one, the first Christmas card was published and sold in 1843. It was the same year as Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol came out. Number two, Superman lives in Metropolis, which many people assume is New York City.
New York City!
But according to a former DC Comics editor, it's actually in Delaware. Okay. Number three, Jurassic Park is 127 minutes long, but the dinosaurs are only on screen for 15 minutes. I'm talking the original, right? I don't know. I'm going to have to watch it again. Number four. Former presidents get free postage for life. Really? Now, how does that work? Did they just get a postage machine for free? And they don't ever have to pay for it? Or do they just write on there, hey, I'm president. Throw it in the mail. And then number five. Smucker's actually cuts the crust off normal sandwiches to make Uncrustables. Then they send the crusts out to be used as animal feed. All right, there you go. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. Yep. Coming up, we have sounds. We are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Christmas is coming to downtown Lynchburg. Join us at the Lynchburg Community Market for the best selection of local offerings, including handcrafted goods and holiday treats. Take a carriage ride down Main Street or stop and take your photo with Santa. A holiday event with something for the whole family to enjoy. Taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're located on the corner of 12th and Main Street, and you can find more information at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Happy holidays from Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Ever wonder what happened to all those Christmas decorations you made in your school years? Well, avoid bad feelings by not asking mom.
And now a few thoughts from a mom whose kid keeps coming home from school with homemade Christmas decorations.
Oh, another deformed lump of clay to hang on the tree thanks to Mrs. Davenport's first grade art class. But hey, I'm sure it'll look great next to the pine cone with googly eyes. Rudolph. Come on, Timmy. I know Christmas is the season of giving, but please stop giving. Mommy didn't spend $100 on something at Big Earl's Tree Lot to top it with an angel made of glitter and popsicle sticks. I'm sorry, but a piece of paper with some red finger paint streaks and a glued-on cotton ball isn't Santa. It's trash. Oh, well, at least I know what you'll give your art teacher for Christmas this year. Something homemade. Two can play at this game, Mrs. Davenport.
Those were a few thoughts from a mom whose kid keeps coming home from school with homemade Christmas decorations.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, with all the talk about drones, okay, here are some drones whizzing by along with some beats. No. All right, so seriously, we've been looking at this, and I'm kind of obsessed now with both the drones that are whizzing around the cities and all the UFO sightings. Okay, so we're gonna talk more about this, I guess. I don't know. Thanks. Let's see, what is this? Oh, let's go to viral videos. Police in Idaho had to rescue a woman who squeezed herself into a high chair at an In-N-Out Burger in Boise. Couldn't get out. her friend in, but not out. Her friends filmed it while laughing at her. People in the restaurant cheered when they ended up pulling her out. Here we go.
Hold me down.
Yeah! All right. A man in Arizona. No, let's save that for stupid criminals. We'll skip that. We already did that one. And we're going to do that one for stupid criminals. What, are we going directly to a comedian? All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Cesario? Is that Jeff Cesario? Okay. I think I've got it right. All right. Should we go for a pronunciation? All right. Let's do it. Right, might as well. All right. So, pronounce. I think it's Cesario. It's not our Pronounceify lady, though. I wish it was.
The following pronunciation is brought to you by PronounceNames.com.
Okay.
Cesario
or Cesario? Okay. Well, let's go with Cesario. Whatever. Here's comedian Jeff on Moms and Dads on Christmas.
How many of your mothers do this at Christmas time? When you unwrap the gifts, they save the bows off of all of them. You never have a reason either. It's always, well, you never know. Okay, Mom, preparing for that Soviet bow embargo, yeah. Cuban ribbon blockade, she's got it. You get good gifts now. When you were a kid, you had no idea what to get your dad. Dad's got the shaft. Up until you turn 18, you got no concept of what to get your old man. Your dad's unwrapping your gift. You're 10 years old. You don't know what to get. He's trying to sound excited, you know. Oh, thanks, Jeff. A Duraflame log. Maybe next year we can get a fireplace.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here. Lovingly grab the handle, but go ahead, firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news, but then we got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH for the holidays.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. Okie dokie. We told you that one, the professional drinker. So let's skip to this. Here we go. A man in Arizona has been charged with stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars in crypto from victims while pretending to be an Uber driver. Nura Hussein would pick up Uber passengers, and when in his car, he would ask for their phone, where he would commit the fraud. He only did this with two people, and he called them out He would pull up, pretend to be an Uber driver. He would call out to the passenger. So he was stalking them. He already knew that they had a lot in crypto. When they were in his car, he would either ask for their phone to troubleshoot the Uber app, or he would ask for their phone because he said his phone was dead. Here is some of his initial appearance in court.
Made threat to at least one of the victims that they needed to chill or something bad would happen, and the victim believed that he was armed with a gun, although he did not see a weapon at that time. If Mr. Hussein is able to post bond, we'd ask for electronic monitoring, and I'd also ask for no use of the internet. Given that this was an extremely sophisticated electronic fraud, we do not want Mr. Hussein to potentially destroy further evidence if it exists.
Wow. All right. A TSA, the TSA in Denver recently stopped a 91-year-old woman who had a sword hidden inside of cane. Take two. Who had a sword hidden inside a cane. Apparently, you're not allowed to have swords on planes. Here's Lori Dankers with the TSA talking about the incident.
Looks like a cane. It was brought by a 91-year-old woman on Saturday. And when it was placed through the x-ray, because we do x-ray every piece of personal property people are traveling with, here's what they found. This is called a cane sword. And so the cane is concealed in the handle of the sword itself. They're a big item at flea markets. So people might pick that up, think they have a handy cane to take with them traveling, and then when it gets x-rayed, we see why, in fact, it won't be allowed into the cabin of the aircraft.
So I'm wondering if the 91-year-old woman knew that the sword was inside the cane. It wouldn't be a cane inside a sword. It would be a sword inside the cane. I think she misspoke. Anyway, a strip club DJ. Take three. Damn it. A strip club DJ in Oregon is being treated at the hospital after one of the dancers randomly stabbed him multiple times in the back. Here is the DJ, Duncan Allen, talking about what had happened along with the club owner, Johnny Diablo Ukulele.
I was basically on my computer getting some songs ready, and next thing I know, it felt like a 500-pound man punched me in the back basically as hard as humanly possible. So I turned around expecting there to be like a huge dude like about to fight me and hit me, and it was her, and she was standing there holding the knife. I still didn't know I was stabbed at that point, but then I took a breath in and I realized that my left lung had collapsed.
I think she intended to kill someone, and it just happened to be Duncan. When she was in the dressing room, for about 10 minutes, she seemed like she was possessed by a demon.
Good Lord. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment. A 6-year-old with cerebral palsy got to be an honorary employee at a Dunkin' Donuts in Virginia on Thursday. Where was this at? It's in Bedford. There we go. This is a local story. A very special 6-year-old. Here, let's get back to the story. His name is River, and he loves Duncan. It was his Halloween costume this year, so getting to do it for real was a big, big thrill. Here's River's mom, Paige, and Emily Bartles of Duncan, talking about having River work at the restaurant.
We started bringing him every Sunday to get a donut, and immediately donuts became his favorite thing, and so that's what he wanted to be for Halloween, so was a Dunkin' Donut worker.
Dunkin's all about spreading joy and positivity in our local communities, and so when we came across this story, it was the perfect opportunity to highlight some really great positivity here in Bedford, Virginia.
To know that he got to have this special day, it means a lot to us and to him. I mean, I didn't have to do anything today. He took over, he smiled, he loved it. This is his thing right now.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?